With us in the studio for featured guest conversation, Victor Lacerva. He is a longtime Santa Fe resident. He's been very involved in violence prevention, men's group work, a facilitator, a world traveler, an author, and a writer. And it's been a while since we've connected up, but Victor shows up here with this beautiful Masculine Wisdom book and deck, which we are going to talk about here somewhat in depth. His background as a medical doctor has helped lead him into other arenas. In fact, you were talking about still traveling to other countries, doing service work. He has two daughters, just retired from Aikido practice, which is one of my favorite nonviolent martial arts, about using, well, I don't know, you're the Aikido expert, but avoiding contact and conflict head on in some smooth way. I've always liked watching Aikido practitioners. I learned the hard way that Taekwondo wasn't for me after a major injury that I thought I wouldn't be able to walk again. But all that background and today, the Sunday before Father's Day, we're going to begin a conversation. We're going to do more around this Masculine Wisdom book and deck, but we wanted to offer it up since it's hot off the press, so to say, as a great Father's Day gift, too. So if you're listening and you're thinking about your father, whether your son, daughter, even wife or mother, we have an idea for you. So welcome with all that long introduction.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to see you again.
Yeah. So, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about some of your past in another conversation, because I love Pathways to Peace, 40 Steps to a Less Violent America, a rare copy of the book I have in my hands. I'm sorry I marked it up, but I did mark things. We're not going to do that today. Also, World Words, Global Reflections to Awaken the Spirit. Very interesting piece where there's an international word for each day of the year that you can meditate on.
Yeah, it first started in medical school, actually. I was on a psychiatry rotation, and I had this Japanese guy that I had to interview. And part of what you do in that is you ask them about concrete thinking. And one of the questions is, what does it mean to you, or when one says, a rolling stone gathers no moss? And it's supposed to be a test of concrete thinking. And this Japanese man reflected for a moment and then said to me, well, I would be very sad that the stone didn't get to fulfill its destiny by having beautiful moss grow on it. Uh-huh. And in that moment, I think I realized the incredible power of words and how they influence our perspective. So the book is filled with different lovely words. The Japanese have many of them, expressing concepts that are difficult to translate directly into English.
Okay. You know, I know we want to spend time on this book and deck, but I did happen to mark off one for today. I was going to save it for later, but then it wouldn't be June the 9th when this is airing and you're listening to this. So I'm going to just give you this. Well, let me just say the word, which is interesting. Asbestos jealous, which is Greek. Unquenchable, inextinguishable laughter. And we certainly need more of this. And then it goes into human laughter has been called internal jogging. It's been healing. Of course, you know the many stories of like Gabriel Cousins and people watching comedic movies to do healing as a doctor. So there's the message for this Sunday preceding Father's Day is you better laugh more, all of us. So the deck. What inspired this Masculine Wisdom? I know you've been working in the men's movement, so that had to influence you, but not everybody creates both a book and a card deck.
Well, I think the idea was really to speak to the entire brain. Some people are really visual in terms of how they address the world, and some people are more left-brained and they want it kind of laid out more logically in a book form. And the combination of the two, I think, presents a great opportunity for people to explore masculine wisdom. And really what I mean by masculine wisdom is a deep understanding that's grounded in our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual being that comes from doing inner work. So really, the deck and the cards are an invitation to men to do some of that inner work, to explore what is my wild man about? What is my lover about? What is the pathfinder within me looking for?
And
what is
how long have you been doing this?
Well, New Mexico Men's Wellness started 29 years ago, okay. and we're still putting on five events a year, and I've been blessed with a rich community. I kind of ran the first four of them and then realized I didn't want to get into any kind of a guru thing because I don't consider myself in that category. And so we have a lovely mechanism whereby people step forth to or are invited by a previous leader to run the next conference. Uh-huh. And it's worked very, very well.
So would one read the book first, maybe to get the larger context and then work with the cards?
Or? No. The book is directly related to the cards.
So you work them together.
Yeah. And in the book, there's 12 different possibilities of how you might work with the cards. So you can just pick one, for example, at random, mm-hmm. and then reflect on it and read what's in the text, which asks you certain questions and gives you certain explorations as to what you might do to further and deepen that inquiry. And that's basically how it works. If people are already used to using animal medicine cards or tarot cards, then they know the basic drill. And if not, it's a brand new adventure.
Yeah, and I read somewhere, the ways of using the deck are in any way you want to.
Of course.
That creates a sacred space, as you say.
That's correct.
I thought we'd pull a card here anyway. It's decks in front of me. A little more reflection on the issue of violence prevention, which seems to be more attributed to men, or I hate the patriarchal separation, and unfortunately, though, men have images that they've been acculturated with from day one. I remember when I smoked cigarettes. I did the Marlboros because of the Marlboro Man, mm-hmm. And we're working with this conditioning. Not that women don't have their difficulties either, but what do you say about any progress we're making in awakening in a culture that's still extremely violent? There's a lot of polarization, and you address gun problems. We've had flare-ups with that. Are we getting anywhere?
Well, I certainly can't go through all of the solutions in 8 minutes that we have remaining.
We're going to have another conversation about it.
But I think the first thing to realize is we've all been oppressed, both men and women, in different ways. It's different forms. And we need to be coming together to work towards solutions. So I've focused primarily for a lot of years on working on the male end of things. And there are many, many of our sisters who have worked on the female end of things. And more people are coming together for a joint conversation about how to move forward. Mm-hmm. As you say, it's difficult to change habits. It's difficult for each of us to get free of our conditioning. It's difficult for each of us to remain conscious as parents when we try and participate in raising the next generation slightly more aware, slightly more conscious. That's the whole idea of evolution of the species. I think we are getting there, but the progress is slow, and on any given day, we all can get discouraged.
Yeah, and we keep working at it.
That's right.
All right. So let's do a little demo, and then I'll give the information about how people can get the deck, as well as a couple of events in town that you brought with you that we want to mention to you that you can attend. But let this be our heartful, soulful message for this Sunday before Father's Day. All right, and you can do the interpretation since it's your deck. But I'm going to pick, so this is what shows up.
Creator.
All right.
Well, the creator is a beautiful image. I need to let folks know that Joseph Woods is an incredible artist, and he did the graphics, and a lot of his photographs are present in the deck. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful image of a peacock. And the creator, I think, relates most for men in terms of what are we really about. And one way to get into that is sort of what are our deepest desires and what forms have we discovered for ourselves to express our creativity. Mm-hmm. Creativity has always been one of my highest values. And so this card is really about reflecting on where you're at with that in your life. What is your creative edge? What is the center that feeds that creative edge? Mm-hmm. And are you really going about what you say you want to do? You shared with me an idea, which I won't broadcast on radio, about something wonderfully creative that you'd like to be up to before we got on air. And it's that kind of juicy stuff that that the creator card speaks to.
All right. And I personally thought, all right, creator is speaking. Creator source is a word sometimes used for the divine intelligence. So, and that's who we are, too. We're emanations of that. And we're given life force and energy to create. Let's create peace and love. And, you know, what's the 60s expression? Love, peace, and rock and roll, or
That's
something
right.
like that.
And to tie it back to the World Words book, there's a wonderful term called lila, which is the divine play of the gods.
Yeah.
All the sort of creative, divine beauty that exists in each of us when we are able to find a vehicle, when we're able to find that expression, whether it's dance, music, painting, authoring, radioing.
Yeah. All right. So somebody out there is hearing this. I want the deck for my man. How do they get the deck?
Well, they can go to myheartsongs.org, which is a work in progress. That's the website that we're putting together to talk about both the humanitarian side of things in terms of how some of these profits are being used, but also to talk about and make available a way to buy the book. We're not quite hooked up with PayPal yet, but we're hoping that'll happen. Also, I'm hoping that the ARC and Collected Works in town We'll have them available for Father's Day. I'm working with both of those folks at the moment to try and make that happen. But the best way to be sure that you get a copy is to just email me directly at this point at Heartsongs Vittorio, Victor in Italian.
Uh-huh.
So it's Heartsongs, like it sounds, HEARTSONGS Vittorio, VITTORIO at gmail.com, and I'll get it right out to you.
Okay, and I might mention this is... an event or a talk. You probably have them with you if people want to show up for
yes,
this.
Actually, at the library, I did get a license, which is required by the city of Santa Fe, so that I can do a book signing there. So this Wednesday, this coming Thursday, actually.
Yeah, it's a Thursday.
At 6:30.
June 13th, 6:30. You can pick up a copy at the library.
We'll have a discussion and a reading from the book and so on. So
okay. And also, just in closing, an invitation for Father's Day, a week from this Sunday, the 16th, 1 to 4, there's free food and activities at the Children's Museum called Young Fathers.
Put on by the Young Fathers organization, which does fabulous work here in town with trying to help young fathers with whatever their needs are so they can be more present for their children.
All right, great. Well, thanks for the... quick introduction to this. I think we're going to do some more around the deck and the book after I have a chance to play with it myself. I'll see what comes through. Might even be a rap or two. Thanks.